From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China Monday blocked a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The resolution also called for unimpeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid to the city. Russia said the resolution would have undermined other negotiations aimed at ending months of fighting in the city. The vote on the resolution was 11 in favor, 3 opposed, and 1 abstention. The foreign ministers of China and Iran are urging the governments that signed the Iran nuclear accord to continue to adhere to the agreement, regardless of what they called any changes in the domestic situations of the countries concerned. Their remarks would appear to be directed at U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who said on the campaign trail this year that he would renegotiate the terms of the agreement and increase its enforcement, calling the pact, quoting him, "the dumbest deal I think I've ever seen." NATO foreign ministers hold year-end talks Tuesday in Brussels. They will be focusing on forging closer ties with the European Union. The EU recently unveiled an ambitious new plan for defense spending and research. This week's talks will also mark the last major NATO meeting under the Obama administration and a farewell to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We're standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against Daesh, ISIL, and the battle against violent extremism of every kind. And I am proud to tell you that is a battle we are absolutely going to win.
John Kerry.
Alors, oui. Je suis candidat.
France's Socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls has announced he will run for president in next year's election. Speaking Monday to an audience outside Paris, he said he will quit his job as prime minister on Tuesday. This is VOA News.